Hello and welcome to my second episode of my podcast here on jeffreyholton.com. This is Jeff Holton and this is my podcast. I have given you all a brief update as to who I am on my first episode and what my calling is and what it is that I believe God has put on my heart in regards to ministry. And I hope that you would listen to that if you haven't already. I really feel like you could learn a lot about me and get a little glimpse as to who I am as a person. However, today I wanted to kind of start something that I've been praying about and thought maybe it'd be fun to do some messages about the book of Acts. Lately, I have been reading and listening to a lot of messages in regards to church history and what it entails and what it's about. And if you've never really done much studying or reading about church history, you'll find that it's very fascinating as to seeing what the genesis of the church is like and how passionate people were and how God was really moving in those early days. As I was reading about church history, I thought it'd be kind of fun to go through the book of Acts and share with you some of the thoughts that I have on the book of Acts. I am a pastor, however, I am now a churchless pastor, which means that I do not have a church that I am serving in full-time ministry currently. I am looking and praying and seeking opportunities and trusting that God's going to give to me opportunities very soon, and I am believing Him for that. And I would just ask you, pray with me and for me on that, because I just really have a passion to serve God in full-time ministry. So for the time being, this podcast and my webpage has become my online pulpit. My digital pulpit is like I like to call it. And just this October 31st, it has been 4 years since I started this webpage. And the podcast is still relatively new, as this is my second one, as I said earlier, and unfortunately, it's been quite a while since I've put out my first one, but I think I'm ready to get back on the horse again and start moving and sharing with you all what God is showing me. So today, I would like to start a series that I pray that's going to be something that you enjoy, and it's something that you will embark with me. I don't know how long this is going to last. You know, this is kind of an open-ended study. I don't know how long it's going to take for me to go through the book of Acts. I'm going to go through it fairly detailed, not line by line, but I will be going through it and finding ways that we can apply what the Bible is telling us. And really, I was praying about what I should say about the book of Acts, and I believe that God showed me kind of the best way for us to know how to be the church is to go back to the beginnings of the church and see how it was established, to see how it worked, and you know, see if there are some ways that we can apply some of these observations and writings in our own lives today. Today's message, it's not going to have a lot of application to it because it's more informational, but I'm hoping that I can establish a foundation to better understand the book. And eventually, as the podcasts continue on, we are going to get into more application. For those of you who have never read the book of Acts, it is commonly known as the Acts of the Apostles. And I promise that as you read through this book, this account of the apostles, you will be engaged from the beginning as you'll see God's mighty hand at work and how He established His church. It's a very inspiring book, and it shows us how God can and will accomplish great things through His Holy Spirit and how He did it through His disciples and how He can do it for us today. So today we're going to look at three aspects to this book. We're going to look at who wrote the book of Acts, when it was written, and why it was written. So the first part we're going to look at is the who. It's widely accepted that Luke, who is also the author of the Gospel of Luke, was and is the author of the Acts of the Apostle. We don't know a whole lot about Luke, but we do know a few things about him. We do know that he was, according to Colossians 4:14, a medical doctor. He was also a companion to Paul. We see that in 2 Timothy 4:11. And the book of Colossians also suggests that he was a Gentile. And this made him possibly the only non-Hebrew writer of the New Testament. We have come to know that Luke was an educated man, a talented writer. He was a great examiner of history and an excellent eyewitness. He had a thorough knowledge of the Greek language and literature, and as I said, he was a great historian. The late preacher James Montgomery Boyce says of Luke, "Not only can we appreciate Luke as a secular historian, but we can also appreciate him as the great historian of the early church." So we can presume that Luke is the author because of who he was writing this account to. In the first verse of Acts, Luke says, "In my former book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus began to do and teach." And if you look back to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verse 3, you will find the author writes to the same individual, this Theophilus. Just the same as Luke, not much is known about this person, Theophilus. Some second century texts suggest that he was a man of great wealth and influence, and quite possibly could have been an official at Antioch. His name in Greek means beloved of God or a friend of God. So we can naturally assume that he was probably a Gentile, possibly Roman, and he was a believer as well. So when was the book of Acts written? Acts has become an excellent historical manuscript for both secular and Christian history, as it is one that is detailed and it's accurate. It was probably written around the time of 63 AD, and it records the beginning, the growth, and the spread of Christianity in its early infant stages. This is helpful for us to know because as Christians, we need to know that Christianity is a historical religion. Boyce writes also again that it is not a religion based on an idea or a philosophy. Most religions of the world can exist apart from their founder. You do not have to have a historical Buddha to have Buddhism. All you have are Buddhist teachings. So also with many other religions. And this is not the case with Christianity. If you take away the history and reduce it to a religion of mere ethics and ideas, then Christianity evaporates. This is because Christianity is linked to the life and accomplishments of Christianity's founder. That would be Jesus, of course. So it's important for us to know and establish Acts as an important historical document of the early church. And it's also an important document of the works of the Holy Spirit. You see, Acts comes as the historical sequel to the Gospel of Luke. And some have even suggested that both the Gospel of Luke and the Acts of the Apostles is one book, but due to the size of the scrolls, it was needed to be put into two parts. In fact, many refer to it as Luke's second volume, as he picks up where the Gospel left off, and he continues to write about Christ's ascension through the coming of the Holy Spirit. So why was the Acts of the Apostles written? What was Luke's purpose in writing this book? I think we can find the answer in verses 1 through 3. Luke writes that he is continuing to write about the work of Jesus after his death and resurrection to the day of his ascension and through the Holy Spirit through the apostles. So this book is aptly titled the Acts of the Apostles because it talks about what they are doing. This is why he wrote the book. He wants to tell us about their acts or their activities and their ministries. But we must keep in mind that this is only the acts of some of the apostles, namely Paul and Peter. Some of the apostles are not even named in the book, except for a mere mention in the list given before Pentecost. So we need to note that this is not a complete detail of all of the acts of all of the apostles. There are many other great acts of other apostles recorded in other scriptures. It's just that this book focuses more on the ministries of Paul and Peter. The author and theologian G. Campbell Morgan has suggested that this book should actually be entitled The Continuing Words and Deeds of Jesus by His Spirit Through His Apostles, which is quite a mouthful to say, but is probably a more fitting title nonetheless. So the purpose of this book can be threefold. Number one, it's to present a history. It lays the groundwork for the founding of the church, the spreading of the gospel, the expansion of the church, and the work of the Holy Spirit through the apostles. Second, it's to provide a guide. Luke had no idea how long the church would continue on the earth, but as long as it did, this book could serve as a guide as to how the church should function. Third, it's to represent the victory of Christianity in the face of persecution. Acts has provided much comfort to missionaries and those persecuted in the name of Christ for many, many centuries. So as we begin our journey through the book of Acts, I pray that we will be filled with hope, that we will find hope in the fact that God is not finished with His church. The Holy Spirit is still at work, and He is empowering believers all around the world to do the work of Jesus Christ. I hope that as you have listened to this brief introduction to the book of Acts, that I have clearly given to you a solid foundation to the book of Acts. As we move on to the third podcast that will be released whenever time permits, but we will begin to dig into the first chapter and look at just exactly what God was doing with the birth of the church and through the sending of the Holy Spirit and through the ascension of Jesus Christ and through the acts of the apostles that have given to us what we now know today as the Church of Jesus Christ. I pray that all is well with you through this week. I hope and pray that this short podcast was encouraging to you, insightful, and that it will be a good springboard as we jump into the book of Acts for our next time together. May God bless you today. I hope to speak to you again soon and continue on through the book of Acts together.